Welcome to Awakening Matters, a divine dialogue that invites wisdom, joy, and laughter with myself, Cynthia Sloan, engaging topics of our humanity from an infinite dimensional perspective. This show is all about listener participation. I truly delight in taking your calls or comments or questions in the second half of the show. I have a very, very special guest with me tonight, which I can't wait to introduce to you and to hear her wisdom and her thoughts on all things. But for those of you who would like to be prepared, the number to call, it's toll-free, is 888-815-9756. Again, 888-815-9756. Now, to our special guest, I am honored to have her here with me today. She's somebody that I have had the immense, I would say, gift in knowing. Her name is Amy Melquist. She is a healer. She heals with many modalities, some of them being Reiki, gem therapy, and hypnosis. We're going to talk with her tonight about anything she wants to talk about and really get to know her and let you all know how to reach her, because it's an opportunity that I invite everyone to not pass up. I have met many people along my path, and this truly is one of the most purest, strongest lights that I've ever met. And I, again, am honored to have her on my show tonight. So welcome, Amy.
Thank you so much for having me.
Oh, my pleasure. I would love to have you share with everyone. You definitely have many gifts and many talents. So let's talk about what healing means to you, and then we can go through the different modalities, Reiki, gem therapy, and hypnosis, if you don't mind.
Sure. I believe that healing to me is bringing out your greatest gifts forth, allowing yourself to move to that next level, and allowing divine love to flow through you. It's an amazing gift, and I believe the first key to it is bringing in forgiveness and allowing love to flow.
Mm.
It's been very... I've been on a journey coming to my awakening through pain, which has been an immense hurdle for me to overcome, but it has brought me to discover my gifts and to connect with spirit, which I didn't have the true connection about 13 years ago when I first came into all of my issues with pain. And through them, they have shown me forgiveness and gratitude, which has opened up a whole new world of things to me. It's amazing what comes to you when you just allow spirit to flow through you with no expectation.
Oh, that's beautiful.
It's very powerful. It's an amazing thing to just be able to ask and receive and be open to the gifts that you can receive. It has truly been amazing for me and very awakening. I had no idea where I would be at this point in my life 13 years ago, and I went through a lot of emotional pain, which I believe caused physical pain in my body, which I had to... I tried conventional medicine at first, and with a lot of trial and error through many different surgeries and different techniques, I finally gave up on the conventional medicine, and it brought me to alternative therapies, which opened my eyes to a new world. It's amazing.
Wow. Really. So talk to me about what gem therapy is for our listeners.
Using different natural stones from the earth and using them to not only heal on a physical level, but emotional, bring you spiritual awakening, even to help you, you know, just feel more loved. There's different gems and stones for everything out there. I've seen people with severe allergies who come in and we tape some crystal quartz on different points on them and walk out a half hour later and never have allergies return.
Wow, that's amazing.
They're all God-given natural healing tools, and if you use them, they do work. It's amazing. And every time I tend to have a new injury occur, which has actually, I found, been a tool for me to elevate my abilities, I have finally found and accepted that my injuries bring me new gifts. And every time I have a new injury, I wind up learning a new modality.
Interesting.
Yeah, it has been very interesting. For several years, I felt bad about my pain, and I finally found that place inside when I gave it all up, and it allowed me to realize that it can bring you to new levels. It can teach you things, and I have been taught a lot through pain.
Wow. So have you used these therapies like Reiki and gem therapy and hypnosis? Have you, part of your holistic journey, has been using those modalities on you as well?
I have, and it started with hypnosis. I had no idea what it was. I just knew that it was something I needed to try. I saw an ad one day, and I called him up, and I didn't take a session. I took the whole course, and through that, I believe probably about 30% of the pain I was dealing with was released.
Wow.
And I believe it had to do with emotions, you know,
mm-hmm.
healing the emotions, releasing memories from the cells, and
mm-hmm.
all that stuff we don't want to be hanging on to.
Right. Absolutely. And Reiki, which is a form of energy healing.
Energy healing, yes.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just about the intent, you know, placing your intent there for just the divine love to flow through you mm-hmm. and into you or into someone else who you may be working with, whether it's your pet or a child, a friend.
Mm-hmm.
I've worked with one gentleman, actually with hypnosis, and he had a stroke, and for 2 years, the doctors and therapists could get nothing from him. He couldn't move his arms, and he couldn't speak, and it was just when I was going to school, and I really didn't know much yet, and I did 3 half-hour sessions with him, and it was releasing cell memory, and he got movement back in his arms, and he started speaking, and right then, I knew, you know, this is so good. This stuff really works, you know.
Mm-hmm.
It's powerful and amazing.
Wow. So the concept that talking to the actual cells and releasing and reawakening the cell memory, that reawakens the physical body's ability to move and function, that's so simple, yet it's transforming, isn't it?
It is, very
mm-hmm.
much so.
Mm-hmm.
It's amazing what we hold on to, and we don't realize, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Our cells are holding these memories, even if we think we've let them go, and sometimes what we're not even aware of.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
That's amazing. Now, you know, right now I want to share with everybody, because if you want to get a hold of Amy and what she's saying is something you want to look into working with her or her guiding you elsewhere, you can reach her by phone at 503-545-0250 or by email at Reiki Place, which is R-E-I-K-I-P-L-A-C-E at msn.com. And we'll mention that several more times for the listeners who didn't get to jot that down. I want to mention that I have been able to work with Amy and her family, et cetera, and the light and the purity and the strength of how an unblocked consciousness, how the light can move that much stronger with that much more wisdom and coming straight from source without being blocked or limited or scattered, etc. That's really what I feel that Amy offers above and on top of everything else, which is an ability to move into such a pure place where everything that's supposed to come through and how it's supposed to come through, maybe it's, I'm not going to say this as your own words, but ask you rather, is it like a surrender for you where you just allow the intelligence and the love to do its thing?
It is, and when I very first gave it all up, you know, I was raised in a strict Christian faith.
Mm-hmm.
And I, you know, God was outside somewhere, and I was always praying for the help, and I was at a terrible time and place, and it wasn't coming through, and, you know, I finally surrendered to the source I had been reading about, the God within that is part of everything and everyone, and instantly my life started changing from the next morning on over and over. And it was just that moment. It was so strong and powerful that I just know it's there. I know it's me. I know it's the trees. I know it's you. You know, I know we are all that source and just connecting. And that source is so pure that each and every one of us has that within us. You know, that we can be whole and that perfect divine light and love. And whether or not you experience pain, if your body, your vessel experiences pain, your spirit can still be healed and whole and pure and healthy and perfect. It's just allowing it to be, you know.
Absolutely.
I am the light. I am the love. I am the power.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And
it
we all
like,
are.
Yeah, we definitely. I completely agree. And I hear you saying, you're talking about that it moved you into a knowing. And it's almost like a knowing that doesn't have words, but it's more a knowing. Maybe it does have words at some point, but for whoever's listening and wherever you are in your journey and your path of awakening, remember, and or rejoining love within you, that moving into a place of knowing might just be a strong feeling in your feeling body, that it's so strong it draws perfection towards you. It draws, it kind of transmutes struggle, and it instead draws in light and flow instead of struggle. And maybe even, like you were saying, clarity through the pain, seeing the gift of whatever is in front of you in that moment.
Yes, and I like to ask, what has it brought me? You know, it may have been physical pain or emotional pain or mental pain, but what are the gifts I've received from this? What did I learn? And take that with you, not the struggle, not the pain. You know, keep moving forward with the gifts and that divine love. The greatest things I could tell anybody is forgiveness, gratitude, and your unconditional love.
Mm.
You know, and I work on those every morning. And if I don't do these things every morning, I can feel a difference in the flow when I say I forgive and I let go through all time, through all space, for myself and for all. I feel a difference afterwards. It's moving the blockages and allowing light to flow through you by forgiving and letting go. And and saying what you're grateful for.
So are you saying that people don't even need to have a list of what they are forgiving, that they don't have to be stuck in the thought of, well, I don't know how to forgive, or I don't know what I'm forgiving completely, that they can just ask to be forgiven and to forgive themselves across the board?
Yes, and I truly believe they're already forgiven.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they need to forgive themselves.
Right.
And let go. That's usually what we're holding on to. But it's very powerful and moving if you say it daily and you notice a difference, you feel a difference, your load's lightened, and you're not only helping yourself, you're helping everyone that you're putting that forgiveness out there for. And if they don't accept it, it's coming back to you.
Mm. Wow, there's so much power in what you're saying, because it's not attached to an outcome even. It's an opportunity in the moment that seems to be an endless moment that connects and reconnects everyone. I truly believe in that as well, and that forgiveness is, and gratitude are, choosing to be fully present in the moment. And it does allow the past to be transmuted and the future to be what it can be. Absolutely. So how do you feel about being a healer? What does that mean to you? Do you feel like you're on a you're being guided every day to who sees you, or do you have a goal in mind, or are you just being present every day?
I'm just being present every day. I do have a sense that people are guided to me,
mm-hmm.
and I believe I see just the right people at just the right time. It's all in perfect divine flow.
Mm-hmm.
And I ask for it to be daily, you know. Divine guidance lead me in all ways.
So how do you find the situation of the world and what's going on in the world right now, not just globally but locally as far as the United States? Some people that I talk to feel that it's a perfect divine flow and the way everything's happening is supposed to happen, and then other people really feel passionately that it's happening wrong or that it should be different. What are your thoughts as a healer and divine being?
Well, I think that on the news and in the newspapers it may look really bad, but I do trust there is a divine purpose for everything.
Mm-hmm.
That I know we all have different choices and things that we choose, but I believe it will elevate to a higher level,
mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
with what's happening. I do not really watch the news.
Mm-hmm.
I try to stay away from that
mm-hmm.
type of influence in my daily life.
Mm-hmm.
I focus on forgiving for everybody for whatever is going on every morning, and I trust that that forgiveness is going out to everybody, whether you know, people in war, people who are struggling with the economy.
Mhm. Mhm.
I just hold that, and I ask for, you know, the more than enough for everybody, not just myself. I
mm-hmm.
want more than enough for even beyond the world.
Mhm. Mhm.
And I trust it will come to them.
Yes. So that the intention of what I just heard you say, for everyone that's listening, I completely agree with, which is making a statement, making an intention, putting it out there, and then letting it go, and trusting that it will flow exactly as it should. And then returning the next day or the next moment or the next phone call to that place, again, of reconnecting with the flow, trusting, and then letting it go. I think that trust is a big part of awakening on any level, whether it's a spiritual, emotional, mental, universal awakening, It's the ability to have a revelation or realization and to claim it for yourself and then offer it to all others and then let go in order for it to be able to expand and envelop all over the world.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
I would love to give you an example.
Yes, please.
Joshua, my youngest son, when he was in fourth grade, he's very sensitive. And he had a friend, a little girlfriend, who was frequently looking for a place to stay at night. She wasn't in the best home. And she had confided in him she was being abused at home. And he was highly upset, and he went and spoke with the counselors, and he came and talked to me about it that evening. And the next day, we walked to the river. We frequently go and walk to the river to see the bald eagles down there.
Mm.
So we went to the river, and we decided to let the eagles carry it away for us.
Oh.
So we told them what was going on, you know, and we were talking to spirit, but we
mm-hmm.
let the eagles take it to where it needed to be. The next week, I was walking in the morning, and I got this sudden urge to look up in the sky because I hadn't looked at the clouds yet.
Mm-hmm.
And over our neighborhood, there was a perfect eagle shaped out of clouds in the sky, the feathers, the talons, the beak, the eyes, everything.
Wow.
And come to find out, 6 months later, this little girl got adopted by a family named Eagle.
Oh,
and now she's one of, you know, she moved from being in a terrible situation to in one of the best situations that she could possibly have ever dreamed of.
Wow.
Without, you know, going into details of it.
That is so beautiful. I just got the chills from head to toe.
Yeah.
To me, that's always a confirmation of so much. That is,
yes.
Thank you so much for sharing
yeah.
that, because, yes, if we wanted a statement of truth about connectedness and not, like you were saying, not just in this world but in all other forms, that definitely is a magnificent example. Thank you, thank you. How did your son react to that?
With him, it was like it was natural.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, he wasn't so amazed by it,
mm-hmm.
just that it was something normal.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it was. He was very happy for her, but it wasn't something out of the ordinary for him.
Right. So, yeah, so living from the heart, as he does, it was,
right.
and from trust, it was exactly what it was supposed to be,
mm-hmm. yeah.
instead of a huge revelation. That's so beautiful.
But, you know, since my life changed 13 years ago, I see that stuff almost daily. You know, it seems
mm-hmm.
like it's always happening now. And it's just giving it up and
mm-hmm.
letting go.
Yes, absolutely. I agree with you. I am gifted every day in so many different ways to witness the same. And it's such an amazing, not only point of view, but an opportunity that no matter for everyone, wherever you are in your life, whatever your struggle is, whatever your pain is and what you're holding, at the same time you're holding that, there is a different perspective that very thing you're holding and struggling with offers you. And I really invite you to surrender to it and then communicate with it. Because wouldn't you say that communication, even if it's not spoken, just the feeling communication, that's such a big part of your ability to recognize and witness all the events that are synchronized around you?
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, and I believe in talking to your body.
Mm-hmm.
Amazing things happen. You know, talk to spirit, I talk to nature, everything.
Mm-hmm. I totally agree, so as do I, yes. You know, if we would take as much time as we do talking to ourselves about all the negatives or what is not done yet or all the fears or all the lack or the amount of time as human beings that we spend thinking about what other people think about us,
yes.
If we took all of that energy and we focused on looking within and, like you were saying, in your infinite wisdom, forgiveness and gratitude, and that became our focus, then the quickening of the world consciousness would change, I think, very, very quickly. Don't you?
I highly agree.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Very much so.
Yeah. What are some of the things that you're looking into or that are interesting to you as far as your life and what, if you have an idea, I know you said you were just going with the flow, but are you thinking of creating anything for kids? Do you work with children?
I do work with some children. My future is to have some children's books out.
Oh, great. Tell us about that.
My intention is. Mm-hmm. I have written a couple children's books that I need to get published and get out there. And they're all about little miracles, I guess you would call them, that have happened in our lives, similar to the eagle story.
Oh, my gosh. If there's a connection out there, spirit, for this sacred being and her voice and what she's created for the language of many, please amplify that connection and let us all celebrate that and make it happen, because I really think that your books are meant to be out there. That's great.
And they're mostly about teaching kids and adults who read them with the kids, ask and you shall receive, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Anything is possible, and to completely love and accept yourself. I tell people daily to repeat that over and over, and I forgive and I let go. I
mm-hmm.
completely love and accept myself. So many people are very, very hard on themselves. In a very terrible way, you know. And if they could just turn it around and get that love, they would see their life turn around.
Absolutely. Absolutely. I want to, at this point in time, because you're offering so much information that I would love for people to be able to have access to you and that information. Amy Melquist is my special guest tonight, and her phone number is 503-545-0250. Her email address to write to her is ReikiPlace, ReikiPlace, at msn.com. So talking with you is so healing, I have to say, because your energy is just so flowing and so, I have to say knowing. It's so flowing, it's so knowing, it's without desperation, it's just with this ease and this flow. And I'm not saying that as a human being you're like that 24 hours a day. But what I find, I wonder what your thoughts are on this. What I find in my work and the blessed beings that I get to participate with is that being enlightened doesn't really seem to mean being in a state of being unaffected by everything, or being in a place of joy to the degree that nothing else is recognized. I find that being enlightened means the ability to always return to love, to go through the trauma or go through the pain or go through the struggle, but always be able to return to love, forgiveness, gratitude, to depth. And you definitely represent that in your tone of voice and in your life and your way of being. It's like, for everyone out there, knowing Amy is knowing and watching someone living that truth, not just teaching it. And there's a very big difference at times between someone who's talking about it and someone who is talking about it and also living it, because it creates a sacredness that I feel is there with you that sometimes with others it is not.
Oh, thank you.
Mm-hmm. So I thank you so much for sharing and for being on the show. Do you find that there are lots of groups out there for people to talk about, and not only what we're talking about, but do you think that community can be created more to do that? Or what are your thoughts on, like, how can a listener that's out there and feels alone, because a lot of people feel they really resonate with what you're saying, but mm-hmm. where they live, they feel alone. What are your thoughts for them?
Well, they're welcome to talk to me. There are groups out there. I know it's tough to find them sometimes, but with the internet now, it's
mm-hmm.
you know, there's so many different ways available, or
mm-hmm.
different newspapers like New Connection.
Mm-hmm.
They always have a lot of groups. But I have often found just by, talking to different people, you make that connection and you realize people actually have something going on that you do, and you're able to meet on that level.
So just communicating and reaching out, like you were saying earlier, we're all the same and we're all connected. And for everyone listening, if you're not right now in the moment of your life struggling with a particular issue, you might have gone through that issue, and then you meet somebody who's in it, you can influence them with illuminated thought or light or just support. And so I think you're right, Amy, in the openness to meet people and just to talk to people, or just to smile or send the intention of love or light or laughter even to people we don't quote-unquote know, I think creates an opening.
And exactly right, especially with a smile. So many people, I have been thanked several times just for smiling at someone who is feeling down, and you don't know what they're going through at the time, but
mm-hmm.
but that changes it for them, They
mm-hmm.
feel that sense of love, and I've experienced it myself,
Mm-hmm.
Not every one of my days is 100% all the time.
Yes, exactly. And I have seen Amy smile. And when Amy smiles at you, it's true. I really am authentically saying this. When you smile at me, it's like there's a warmth all over my aura and this like extended light. Because you don't just smile, but all the love and the forgiveness and all the work that you've done, you speak without words as well. So when Amy smiles at somebody, you definitely feel it move through the person and into a deep, well, for me, a bow of namaste, recognizing the spirit within her. So you're definitely a gift on this earth. And I think that whether it's your children's books, which will be published and put out there, many of them, and your Reiki and your gem therapy and your hypnosis, I think that all of that and more will unfold of what's possible. Do you find that when somebody comes to you, do they come to you to receive a certain modality, or do after they've come to you, it comes to you, the information comes to you of what they need?
No, they usually come to me for a certain modality,
mm-hmm.
and then from there it opens up if I feel they need something more. I usually make sure it's okay ahead of time if I go somewhere else with the session.
Mm-hmm. And how long are the sessions usually? Does it depend?
Usually an hour,
mm-hmm.
but it does depend. I do half-hour sessions too. But truly with these modalities, they're not something you have to believe in for them to work, and that's what changes it around for people really quick, whether or not they believed in it to start with and were just open to try it,
mm-hmm.
they notice the difference, and that brings them back because then they know it works.
Mm-hmm.
And it truly is about, you know, just letting the light into your life.
Mm-hmm. That's amazing because you're helping them. It sounds to me like you're an energy conduit to help them anchor the knowing or even the experience, maybe it's for the first time in their life, of that light within them. Mm-hmm. So that's, my gosh, that's everything. So what do you do for yourself as far as, well, when you have time off? Do you spend a lot of time in nature?
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, and my day is not quite the same if I don't get out there. But I do my forgiveness work, but my whole walk, I go 2 to 6 miles, depending on how much time I have in a morning, and I don't even realize that it's not work because the whole time I'm doing, you know, I forgive and I let go for everyone. I'm the light, I'm the love, I am the power. And,
mm-hmm.
You know, I do that the whole time, and it's amazing how good you feel when you get back in it. If you thought you were having a bad day or you had pain getting you down, just getting out there and breathing that fresh air and
mm-hmm.
and just taking in the energy, you know.
Oh, that's amazing.
Ask to receive it.
Mm-hmm.
And it can turn it all around in a couple minutes for you.
I believe it. Yes, definitely. Do you find that some people might say, well, I ask to do that, but then I don't feel it, or nothing happens. How would you approach somebody like that?
Maybe they were looking for something other than
mm-hmm.
the form it was coming in.
Oh, interesting.
Or maybe they just didn't notice it.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
You know, sometimes we're so into whether it's pain or the daily chores that need to get done that we don't really take note of. Maybe it was someone smiling at you, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe it was the person you handed your shopping cart to so they didn't have to pull one out, you know.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Amazing things happen in a split second. And if we're not being present and aware and taking notice of what's going on, you may miss it.
Right.
Or not realize that that moment happened.
Yes, and that moment had so much for you in it.
Mm-hmm. Or for someone else.
For someone else.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. For both of you.
Maybe you didn't notice your smile turn their day around.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Absolutely. And, you know, and it doesn't have to be a big demonstration in order to get other people to see that you have done something either. It can be, and sometimes you get more out of doing something where that is smaller and that not everyone has to applaud.
Right.
Your action. Mm-hmm. Do you spend a lot of time with beyond nature, with music or cooking? What are your other hobbies?
I do enjoy those when I get time for them.
Mm-hmm.
I love music and I love cooking too. I just try not to bake too often, so I don't eat. Especially around the holidays.
Oh no, the holidays. If there's ever a time for us to allow ourselves to enjoy the energy of matter through these delicious delicacies, now is the time to do it, I think. But do you work with animals?
I do, and they usually see very quick results.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
They're a lot more open than people are sometimes.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Yeah, no blockages there, absolutely.
Yes, not at all.
Mm-hmm.
Just the other day, my puppy had hurt her leg, and I put some gemstones on her. She couldn't even have them on for 3 minutes before I could already see a difference.
Wow.
You know, and one of our dogs looked like she was going to die a couple weeks ago. She got
mm-hmm.
into some ivy,
mm-hmm.
English ivy, and it's poisonous for them. We didn't know that.
Mm-hmm.
And she had eaten some, and I just, you know, not even really Well, I believe it's the same thing. I didn't do Reiki symbols on her. I was just pouring Christ light into her, you know, asking for the light of Christ to flow into her. And I do believe it's about your intention. And she was up and running around the next morning, and we, I mean, she couldn't even walk. It's so amazing how fast they respond.
Wow. That is amazing.
Yeah.
That is amazing, and it's also beautiful because, you know, I think healing from or holding intention or healing emotionally, physically, or otherwise, that it connects with the flow of the source of where all love comes from. And so sometimes if you're open to it, that it can happen just that quickly. It can be a spontaneous healing of a thought, of a mind, of something that has, per se, held you hostage. You free yourself from it. I'm basically saying that sometimes that healing from the source, using it from the source, happens outside of time. And so it happens that quickly, and especially when there's no blockages in the way, saying, no, I refuse you, or I reject you, or I don't know you.
Or maybe it serves a purpose.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. Well, I want to remind our listeners that if you want to call in and talk to Amy, please do so. The number is 888-815-9756. Again, 888-815-9756. You know, I really enjoy doing the show because it gives the opportunity for so many people to meet and connect energetically, even if not verbally, all over the world. And I think to contemplate ideas and thoughts is also to feel them, the energy of them within not only the mental body, but all the bodies. And that's, I think, where change begins. And today you've offered so much information about not only yourself, but about what you've witnessed. And I think really the thoughts that you've shared are supported by the stories you've shared, and that they don't have to be complicated, that it can be the simplicity that is also transforming. There's a lot of people out there, and you know there's a path for each and every one of us that is, supports that person's particular way of learning and their journey. And there are some people who really believe they have to go to school for 25 years or really struggle or sit on top of a mountain and do their thing. But I invite everyone as well to know and remember that, yes, you can have that path, and it will honor you if you allow yourself to be honored. And you can also choose a path of simplicity in returning to yourself and experience the quickening of that as well, if it is going to honor you and your allowance of that, with, of course, the universal law of free will at all times. Isn't it amazing, Amy, to be consciously aware and awake at a time and know this time right now on Earth, and know that everything that surrounds us and everything that's happening to us and with us and through us includes the family of spirit?
Amazing. Yeah. And how good does that make you feel? So amazing.
It is. It's an incredible feeling, isn't it?
Yeah.
It's a feeling of connectedness that is so deep and so expansive, so wide. It's almost all things at one time. Yeah, that separation is an illusion, and that fear, false energy appearing real, is also what can lead to that feeling of separation.
Yes,
well, I think, go ahead.
If ever, you know, just to know that if we would all hold that intention that we're whole and complete and unified, if we would all do that, that everything could be whole and complete and unified, at peace, and you know, wow. If we could all just sit and do that and make, you know that divine connection within us, we could create world peace, you know.
I totally agree. I mean, we can take it to that level. If we, I think that unified field of consciousness, if you will, already exists. And I think that if we allow ourselves as beings, maybe 10 minutes a day, maybe an hour a day, of course, more often the better, to focus upon it, a unified field of thought or consciousness, that we are all perfect, whole, and complete, and that the truth of love lives within us, and let the highest belief system be love, which connects us all, and what you've said, forgiveness and gratitude, that yes, this unified field of consciousness, if we all daily were to focus on it and make it our own, that, yeah, I think the world would change. Maybe I think that we would change, our internal world would change, therefore the external world would be seen differently and mirror that.
Mm-hmm.
I think that you should write a children's book and an adult book on the unified field of thought. Because really, that's what you're speaking about.
Yes.
Really is. And remembering to include that as part of our thoughts, the thoughts that go on throughout the day of dealing with this pain or dealing with that timeline, that we also include remembering that I'm part of a unified field of beings or unified thought, or I'm part of the love that connects everyone and everything. And then allow our beings, our bodies, to really feel that. I think that anybody, it doesn't matter if you work in a corporate setting, a holistic setting, it doesn't matter if you work in a restaurant, take your 15-minute break and take some time to focus on that or anything that Amy has shared today, and I think you'll find your life changing in probably a very quickened and miraculous way. Absolutely. Amy, we have some time left. I wanted to know if there was anything that we haven't shared that you would like to.
I would like everybody to remember our thoughts create our reality.
Mm.
Think your life the way you really, truly want it to be. Think yourself the way you want it to be. You know, so much can happen if we just pay attention to what we're truly thinking, what thoughts go through our minds. Are amazing sometimes, you know. So many people have such a bad perception of themselves, they don't realize how many negative thoughts go through their mind every day. And if they were to pay attention and just change them to something they want to happen in their life, or, you know, change them in a good way, they would really feel the difference through their whole world.
I absolutely agree. Absolutely. I want to one last time tell everyone, don't miss out on the opportunity to call Amy herself about what she shared and possibly how she can assist you. And her phone number is 503-545-0250. And her email address is reikiplace@msn.com. reikiplace@msn.com. I thank you so much for being my very special guest and for illuminating this hour for me, with me, and through us for everyone else, and connecting at the place where it's already illuminated for us. Thank you so much, Amy.
Thank you so much for having me.
Oh, my pleasure.
Blessed to be on your show.
Oh, absolutely. It's my pleasure. And if you're a publisher out there, you have a connection to a publisher, please don't miss out on the opportunity to have some incredible truth released out in the world and being a part of that by connecting with Amy and assisting her to do that. You know, somebody that means the world to me shared with me a paragraph that they came upon, and it really touched me, and I'm going to read that now. It's watch your thoughts, they become your words. Watch your words, they become your actions. Watch your actions, they become your habits. Watch your habits, they become your character. Watch your character, it becomes your destiny.
Okay.
So it's a reminder that what Amy said, really do pay attention, watch your thoughts, you know, change your thoughts, change your life. Dr. Wayne Dyer and everyone else out there who is writing books about that very thing, and there's so many tools. Right now on the earth, there are more teachers, more tools, more mirrors, and more love available than ever before on the earth. No one says it quite like Rumi, my favorite poet in the world. Rumi says, "You are the truth from foot to brow. Now, what else would you like to know?" I love that.
That's
it's beautiful.
Perfect.
Yes. I want to thank everyone participating physically, energetically, to take the time out to listen and interject again with your energy thoughts, and invite everyone to tune in 2 weeks from tonight at 8 p.m. for another very special guest. And if you want to connect with me and write to me, you want to be on the show, or you have an idea for a show, you can reach me at C, as in cat, Y-N-S, 999, at gmail.com. I welcome all your emails. And as always, this is Cynthia Sloan, and if it resonates, make it your own.